Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, hit it.
Chris Rongi, Amy Marks Kors, The Chris and Amy Show.
You know who it is.
Also, if you didn't know, this is called the show.
Yeah. On 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Why, whoa, everybody calm down. We're fine. Everything's fine.
Everybody panic.
No, we're not panicking today. Today is going to be a day of just cool and calm and collected. Can we do that, Amy? Yes.
No, you guys have been fighting for so long. You don't know what the blank you're talking about.
Dude, that's awesome. 314-436-7900. Join the show, won't you? Also, voice messages on the Odyssey app, and you can stream us live if you want to look at our faces. We are up and running. We're on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. You know what our Twitter account handle is?
Did your voice break a little?
Yeah.
At Chris Amy KMOX.
It is.
Time now for the top of the order. The top three stories everyone will be talking about.
Governor Kehoe has announced his new board of police commissioners, who now have control over the police force. We'll tell you about them. A lot of business owners in it.
And President Trump did announce a ceasefire between Israel and Iran last night, but then the ceasefire was broken. He is upset about that, and I believe now there is going to be another ceasefire, but we'll keep up on that situation.
Well, you don't know what the blank you're doing. The Cardinals win the opener against the Cubs. A 4-game series at Busch Stadium goes their way. A nice night at Busch, not weather-wise. And the Blues have announced a new primary uniform. It's not all that new. I mean, it looks very similar to the alternates.
It's so, inspired.
The Blues have it's inspired by.
Yes.
So, kind of looks like the Blues uniform of the 60s, you know, back when they first became a team. And the white uniforms I like quite a bit. So, good for the Blues. They now have a new look, and the blue note looks a little different than it did before. There's no red in any of the new uniforms.
And it's a little spikier. The edges are sharper.
It's a little spikier.
Yep.
The blue note's a little spikier.
The blue note's a little spikier.
And the uniform they have been wearing is now their third option.
Yeah, that's
their
royal blue.
Yep.
With the note. I will say the best note, my favorite note, and the note that I think most people hated, including Wayne Gretzky, was the retro note from 1989 to 1998. That was the blue and yellow
with
and
the red.
Red.
I like that too.
Loved it. Now, granted, of course, it has a lot to do with my age at the time. I was a teen.
Right.
Well, 12, 13, 14 years old. And so that is just emblazoned into my brain as the ultimate St. Louis Blues logo. But this is very sharp, very retro.
Yeah, good for them. So a new thing. You'll have to look at it for yourself. You'll be able to see it. We're going to talk to Chris Zimmerman, president of the team. He will join us at 9:30. For their new announcement. So there you go. It's been a fun sports day for us just because the Cardinals won yesterday. Mm-hmm. They still have three more to go against the Cubs. And the Winter Classic jersey, basically the one that's inspired by the Winter Classic, is now the primary uniform of the Blues. So we will be talking about the ceasefire that is or is not, or is. I think at the moment it is. I think it's happening. I think it's fine. But this morning, the president was not happy with both sides here. Yeah. Really not happy with Israel.
Well, yes, but Israel had said that, and this is Israel's statement, this is Israel Defense Minister Israel Katz said, quote, in light of Iran's complete violation of the ceasefire declared by the U.S. president and the launch of missiles towards Israel, and in accordance with the Israeli government's policy is determined to respond forcefully to any violation, I have instructed the IDF in coordination with the prime minister to continue the intense activity of attacking Tehran to thwart regime targets and terrorist infrastructures. So they are saying, listen, Iran violated the ceasefire. Of course, Iran is saying Israel violated the ceasefire, and President Trump was not happy.
He brokered.
We basically have two countries that have been fighting so long and so hard that they don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
So he did drop an F-bomb, which I'm trying to think, obviously, not the most important thing here. In an interview or talking to the press, I'm sure it's happened before, but it's not happened a lot.
Where a president has done this?
On a mic that he knows is hot. Interview that's being recorded.
The only time I can remember an F-bomb was Biden during the Affordable Care Act when they passed it, and he said this is a big blanking deal.
Mm-hmm.
That's the last time I remember something like that happening.
Yeah. So that was...
But not directly into a microphone, knowing reporters are recording.
Yeah. But here's the thing. You hear the frustration in his voice. He wanted to be able to say that he brought peace to the Middle East, to that current conflict, that he brokered the peace deal before he moved forward with all of his meetings and summits. And he said, obviously, that the two sides have been fighting so long, they don't know what they're doing. That's just a stupid statement made out of frustration, because what we have here is an ideological war. Like, Israel is defending itself against a regime that has explicitly stated that its entire purpose is to wipe Israel off the map. So it's not that they don't even know why they're fighting anymore, which is kind of the implication of his statement, that they don't even know why they're fighting anymore. This is an ideological war for the Iranian regime that wants the destruction of Israel. That's what it is. It's not that they don't know why they're fighting.
But also, the president also did say, and I don't think we have the full the full audio of it, but he also said that Iran had fired a missile, but it didn't go anywhere. It didn't land anywhere. And then Israel retaliated again. And he was mostly upset with the Israelis. Now, I don't know if this will hold here, whatever ceasefire is going on right now. It would be nice if that does happen, because I think a lot of us are wanting there to not be fighting any longer, because it has been going on for, he's not wrong about that, it has been going on for a very long time, and we'll see what happens moving forward. But
I don't think
you hear a president speak that bluntly. I mean, he tends to do that anyway. Mm-hmm. That's just sort of his style, that he's always like that. But that was, I think, as other than when he's yelling at the media, calling them the enemy and saying, look at the back of the room, go back there, beat him up, or whatever it is he says. Other than stuff like that, that's the angriest I feel like I've heard him.
He was frustrated. Yeah. I mean, he was frustrated. And I'm sure there are a lot of people who appreciate the bluntness, the directness. He's not just blowing smoke, which in some ways I can appreciate that occasionally. I think there's something to be said for diplomacy and decorum, but I understand the frustration. Don't necessarily agree with the sentiment that he expressed. He did go on Truth Social later and said, quote, that Israel, quote, is not going to attack Iran. All planes will turn around and head home while doing a friendly plane wave to Iran.
Hold on. We need to break down what a friendly plane wave is.
It's where you tip your wings, I think.
That's an acknowledgement. Yeah. I know it's an acknowledgement.
I saw it at an air show. The plane.
Why would you?
I know. I don't know that they're necessarily going to do the friendly.
I cannot wait.
In Top Gun Maverick, when Maverick and Rooster in the plane and the bad guys fly up next to him and they just literally wave. Maybe that.
Oh.
Like an actual. I just want to know is the plane. But when you say a plane wave, that's the wing.
Well, they got to do something cool like buzz the tower.
Anyway, he finishes the quote. After doing a friendly plane wave to Iran, nobody will be hurt. The ceasefire is in effect. Thank you for your attention to this matter, which is his new favorite phrase. But the friendly plane wave. Listen. There are a lot of angles to this entire conflict. I feel very passionately against an evil, murderous death cult of the Iranian regime itself. Not the Iranian people, the Iranian regime. I am glad that the facilities for developing a nuclear bomb were blown up. I'm okay with that.
There's still some. They don't really know if the materials are gone though.
But on principle,
so that should be noted that they might still have possession of the materials. Everybody's afraid of.
On principle, I'm okay with it. I know that there's talk about like how Congress was not involved or they weren't informed. I think there's a lot of discussion around that. I appreciate some bluntness. When it comes to this situation, I disagree with the sentiment of President Trump's frustration. But man, I mean, you know, I told him to do the friendly plane wave and turn around.
Friendly plane wave.
There's something that I kind of get about it. I kind of get that part.
They're gonna pass by and
yeah.
Heyo, just
listen,
wave.
I mean, here's the thing: Israeli planes did fly over the funeral for some of the head terrorists. You know, like hey, just so you know. We could bomb you at any time. And the thing is, Israel could wipe Iran off the map. They could. They're not going to, but they could. They're focused on defending themselves, but they could erase Iran, and they're not going to do that. We know that. So, again, it's a complicated situation, but there's something about the president saying, listen, turn your planes around, do a friendly little plane wave, and nobody's going to get hurt. There's something about it that's kind of funny and honest.
It would be funny if it wasn't serious. You know what I mean?
That's right. And it is very serious. But I think in some ways I get why people say he's saying what I would say. Because I could see us sitting around eating tacos, a taco Buddha, love taco Buddha, eating tacos, having a margarita going, listen, why can't they just do that little plane wave and then go back home?
The owner of Taco Buddha, by the way, is now on the police commission board. So the board of police. No.
Oh.
Might as well be, though. Have you seen the list?
Oh, my gosh. I believed you.
Well, it didn't sound unreasonable,
know,
did it?
It didn't sound unreasonable because there were like Don Brown.
If you own a restaurant or a bar or a car dealership, you can be on the Board of Police Commissioners in St. Louis.
I'm such an idiot. I totally.
You're not, though.
I was like, I missed that. I missed the Taco Buddha guy. I love Taco Buddha. It's so good.
Amy Marks Corps, Chris Ranji. Like I said, we'll talk to Chris Zimmerman, president of the Blues. He joins us at 9:30. Dave Simons, we're going to talk about your finances at 10 o'clock. And with everything that has happened, you know, what you should be worried about or not worried about. Dawn Chapman with Just Moms STL at 10:30. We got a lot coming up on the show today. 314-436-7900. Join us, won't you? And you know what? If you check into the show on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitter, do a friendly plane wave.
You can see I'm doing a plane wave right now.
It's Chris and Amy on KMOX.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last.
Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Well, Ranj.
Yes.
We have two big topics today. As you mentioned, Governor Mike Kehoe announced his appointees to the St. Louis Board of Police Commissioners. And of the five, four are well-known area business owners. And also our second big topic is it's Tuesday, which means we have a question of the week.
We do have a question of the week.
Which one would you like to discuss first?
Is the question of the week on the Twitter page yet?
Not yet.
It's not yet there. Okay. So,
and it's an important one.
It is important.
It's up there with everything that we've been talking about today.
Probably.
The Middle East.
Maybe.
The Board of Commissioners.
And the following question.
And the following question.
Which is it okay for men to wear shorts?
Period? Our question
yes.
Mark?
Now, this is in a non-athletic environment. Yeah. Okay.
So this includes a corporate environment?
So anytime, like anywhere.
Church.
Street festival, church, bar.
See, I feel like there are going to be distinctions within the answers of this question because I think it's totally different to wear shorts here in a Propes.
Yes.
Totally in a Propes. To wear shorts here in a corporate environment. But a street festival, I think you should wear shorts because it's a billion degrees outside.
Now, there is this idea from people who I guess are in the fashion world. And I've seen this repeated many, many times. There's just no way that this is the dominant thought. Like, I don't think most people agree with this, but I guess we'll find out with a poll. And it is that men should just never wear shorts ever, unless they are working out at the pool, something like that. But in their going out in their daily lives, doing things, going to restaurants, like I said, being at a street festival, doesn't matter if it's 100 degrees, you should be wearing pants. That's what these people say. Yes.
Okay, so here's, at risk of sounding like a pervert, I'm not a pervert, just more European. I think men's shorts should be shorter and tighter than they are.
Ooh.
I do. It is more stylish. If you look at European fashion, the shorts, they're not below the knee. They're not cargo shorts. They're not, remember Kevin Federline? Britney Spears.
Yes, I know who Kevin Federline is.
That's the type of
I don't remember his shorts, though.
They went down to his ankles almost.
Oh,
they
yeah,
were
okay.
Almost
so
pants.
That
that's
was like
what
a...
Americans do. Americans wear great big cargo shorts. No, no, no. In Sweden, for example, in Sweden, they wear shorter, tighter shorts. And I think it looks much more streamlined. Now, I understand that the Swedes tend to be a very fit and active people, like the Germans and so forth and whatever, and maybe in Europe it just whatever. And body type matters because maybe you're not comfortable in short, tight shorts. I think short, tighter shorts look good on everybody.
Everybody?
Yes.
I don't think they look good on everybody.
I do.
Short, tight shorts on everybody?
You're pretty judgy then.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm not listening to you call anybody judgy ever.
You just said, you know, I think short, tight shorts are for the people.
Okay. Well, this is the first time you've taken a populist opinion ever. They're for the people.
At any rate, I do think streamlined shorts look really good. I think street festivals are fine. Corporate environments are not fine. How are we going to handle this question on Twitter, Matt Pajeski, if I think there are distinctions here? Are distinctions?
We've really started to throw a wrench in some of this because I think that you can. All right. Like hey, I want to wear short shorts, so therefore I'm going to. Nah, you have to have the body type for it. You can't just be out there with your. Unless.
That's offensive.
Unless you work for my new business. Nice package. The package delivery service where all of the delivery drivers wear jean cutoff shorts that are as tight as possible.
Okay. So I just want to acknowledge, if you're not watching us on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, you can. STL Fly Guy gave us a plane wave.
We need to find out if this is really a pilot.
Yeah. And guess who else gave us a plane wave?
Who?
Harambe.
Harambe did?
Harambe is here.
Oh my gosh, Harambe gave us a plane wave.
And he gave us a plane wave. So I texted my pilot friend.
Yes.
And I asked him, I said, here's the quote. I just sent him straight up the president's quote. And I said, how would you execute a plane wave? He was zero help. He said, I'm sorry, I'm currently on the side of the road in Ireland with a flat tire.
Your response should be, okay, yes, but what is a plane
what
wave?
What is a plane? Like, if you could send me a picture of the flat tire and respond that you're on the side of the road with a flat tire, don't you have the time to tell me what a plane wave is?
All you're doing is waiting for somebody to come help you.
Well, whoever took the picture took a picture of my pilot friend changing the tire on the wrong side of the road.
That's his problem. He's on the wrong side of the road.
Yes.
So that is our...
STL Fly Guy says yes, he is a pilot.
Oh, okay. Well, that would make sense.
What do you fly?
I hope it's a commercial airliner, and I hope that somehow he's listening to the show while he is flying a plane.
Maybe it's Southwest.
So that is our question of the week. Should men be allowed to wear shorts? I'm sure there are going to be some caveats, and you know what you could... Maybe it should just be a straight yes or no. The question should just be yes or no. The answer should be yes or no.
I feel like that's misleading.
And then you can comment. You can comment below the tweet with your caveats. Like, yes, you can, but the shorts have to be above the knee. Or, yes, you can, but there better not be huge pockets on the side.
What if we made the options yes, no, yes, but not in professional environments? Yes, no, yes, but not in professional environments.
Okay.
This poll has been posted already.
Oh, my gosh. No. Oh,
well,
my gosh.
He's already screwed it
Why
up.
Why don't we plan more?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Please join the show today. And follow us on Twitter at ChrisAmyKMOX and participate in our poll. And if you participate in our poll, we might appoint you to the Board of Police Commissioners just by participating.
We don't have any appointee power. It's not in our purview.
Can we make suggestions?
I think it's been appointed.
Oh, it's done.
It's done.
Done, done.
I think we need to do our plane wave and get out.
I do love Bartolino's, by the way. Great
place.
Oh,
the pizza. People need to talk about that pizza more.
I agree. Amy Marks Corps, Chris Ranji. The Blues have brand new sweaters. They're not available yet for you to buy, but you get to see them. You'll have to go online to do that. Chris Zimmerman, president of the Blues, joins us next on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Chris and Amy show on 104.1 FM KMOX. Time to go to the guest line today. As we have mentioned, the Blues have new jerseys, new uniforms, new sweaters, whatever you want to call them. They got some new logos, too. And that was all announced this morning, just a little over a half hour ago. And joining us now on the guest line is the president of the St. Louis Blues, Chris Zimmerman, who's with us. Hello, Chris.
Hey, good morning.
So, good morning to you, and this must be a fun day and an announcement today that I think people are curious about.
Well, it's definitely a fun day. It's fun to come on KMOX and hear the lead-in music as well. It's a fun way to start my day. We are, this is a type of project that's obviously really important to the team. We believe our fans, our sweaters, our brand marks, our identity is a big part of what connects fans with the team. And we've been working on these decisions and the new evolved uniforms for and marks for quite a while. And, you know, when you have a brand like the St. Louis Blues, with what I always say is certainly one of the more iconic marks in sport, that being the blue note, how we do this is always really important.
Oh, absolutely. And I am trying to think back, because obviously this new sweater, this new logo is inspired by that winter classic jersey, that retro winter classic jersey that everybody loved so much. Was that first unveiled? Was it 2016 that we first saw?
Well, it was the 2017 winter classic.
Yeah.
So we're talking about 8 years, and in many ways, I would tell you that, you know, those 8 years and the three winter classics, have given us, you know, a wealth of information and feedback from our fans that really drove this decision. Having what we have been calling Heritage Blue, I think it might evolve itself to St. Louis Blue, and getting the response over the years, wearing those uniforms on Saturdays, getting player feedback, all of those elements led to us saying, we really believe that this what we used to call heritage is now the right representation of this brand, a differentiating look within the league, and one that we're excited about as we start the next evolution of this team and all the things that we've been talking about young players coming up and really sort of as I say, we use the word re a lot. Now we've got 8 different versions of re as it pertains to our uniforms as well. And we certainly know from the feedback we've gotten so far that they're being really well received.
I think it is like hearkening back to that 2016-2017 season, the Winter Classic in 2017. Something really special happened with that redesign. It was like you said, the feedback from the fans, everybody loved it. And I think we all knew it was incredible, but maybe we didn't realize, no, this is the new direction we're taking with the logo, because it is so popular, because it is so rich with history going back to the original team. I will note, I think I am on an island on this, Chris, but I love the retro note from 1989 to 1998 with the red in it. I know it was controversial, but I loved that one.
I liked it too.
I think the Blues did well with that one. I don't think they've ever missed. I love that one.
Well, it still gets a little love, right?
So it does for me. That's my Pierre Turgeon jersey, right?
Yeah, I don't listen. I don't. I want everybody to love whatever they want to love about our blue note. So I'm all in for all the different looks. And I think, I got asked this morning, well, will we still see the Navy, and will there be other jerseys still? The answer is yes. There are going to continue to be other expressions in some of our special, uniforms. The blue that the uniforms that we won the Stanley Cup now have become our third jersey. So that will get some play as well. But obviously, the core identity of the brand is changing.
Chris Zimmerman joins us on KMOX. Do you know already, or will a schedule be made about how often, what is now the third jersey, the one that we've come used to and the one they won the cup in, so how often will that one be, used?
Yeah, we haven't finalized that.
Okay.
So, but you're welcome to vote
Great
jersey strategy. We have not finalized that plan yet.
When you come up with the ideas for the new logo or new uniforms, or the fact that you even wanted to change them in the first place, how much input are you taking from fans on that, as opposed to you just have the idea, you want to execute it, and then you go from there?
Well, I think the fans have been critical in giving us the validation and confidence of this as, quite honestly, the most appealing uniform. And so we make a bunch of decisions on our own, but we've had quite a few surveys evaluating fan favorite uniforms and understanding what they like. I think we also have been gained additional insight and confirmation when you have, alumni, some of the greats, whether it's been Holly or, I've had a night where I'm sitting with Wayne Gretzky and we're wearing the Heritage blue, and he says that those are fantastic. Those should be your main uniform. So neither one of those two alone would have done it, but it sure is nice to have both, Blues and hockey legends looking out on the ice and saying that should be your look.
Chris Zimmerman, president of the St. Louis Blues. We appreciate your time as always. Thank you. And everything looks good. So we appreciate you talking with us about it. And we're looking forward to seeing him on the ice later this year.
Yeah, not too long. All right. Well, thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Thank you.
That's
you too.
Chris Zimmerman joining us here on KMOX. And we had a question from the text line, somebody wanting to know if those white jerseys were going to be used at home. And they were going to go back to that. And the answer is no. Those are the away jerseys. So the blue jerseys are the blue uniforms are going to be used at home and white away the way it's been for the last several years.
Yeah, I like that. I think you should be able to see. I don't know. I think the rich color saturation of the blue jerseys makes sense to me for being home.
I'd agree with that against the white ice.
Because it's different in baseball where it's white and gray. It's not like they're wearing red jerseys on the road.
Right.
The Cardinals, I mean. Yeah.
Right. So the Blues have changed what they're going to wear on the ice. And I think, I mean, for me, the part that I like the most about them, Amy, is the tertiary marks, their new logos, like the Fleur, the Fleur-de-Lis, the STL, which sort of looks like a music note, and the horn, which is what they're calling it, the River Music logo. I really like those.
Yeah, it looks really good. Yeah, being able to incorporate a music note in the Fleur and the STL, obviously the trumpet, the horn with the River Music. I don't know.
Yep.
I think this is a great move. I think it's a fresh start. And do you miss the dark blue at all? Are you going to
not
miss
really.
The dark blue?
No. I mean, it's the fact that it still will be used as a third option.
Mm-hmm.
And the reasoning for using it is not necessarily about aesthetics, but because that's, as he mentioned it, as Zimmerman mentioned, it's what they were wearing when they won the Stanley Cup, or it's the season they won the Stanley Cup, right? So I think that's
I like
a
that
cool
reasoning.
Yeah, I mean that's one you have to keep forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know? I think so. As some type of alternate jersey for sure. There are some great sweaters in the NHL. I'm talking just as a hockey fan now, not a Blues fan. I think a lot of people will acknowledge the Chicago Blackhawks have a pretty classic sweater. That logo.
The color.
It's year after year, it's usually voted the best, top one or top two.
I like the colors of it more than anything else. If there's a good contrast of the red with the black and the white, like I think that looks pretty good. I even thought, and I hate to say this, but the Red Wings, red and white, I think that looks sharp as hell, man.
I think because it's arresting. There's no other team that's so... It's really because it's red and white is a non-color, it gives the effect of just one color. Where the Red Wings were just red, we have nothing else. There's nothing else to look at. And so I think it's pretty aggressive. And you would consider the Red Wings in the 90s and how... For us, for the Blues, the Red Wings were our biggest rival.
Right, so that's why it's difficult to say that.
Yes, we were not.
Just because I hated looking at them for so long, but when you've had time to look at it from 30,000 feet, that's a good uniform.
It's just classic. I like the old retro. Here's why I love the Blues. I do love the retro look, which is why I like the old school New York Islanders jerseys of the 80s and the Edmonton Oilers, which is weird because they're pretty similar. But I like the Oilers and the Islanders of the 80s. I don't know what it is.
I like the Oilers now. I like the Maple Leafs. Maybe there's something about, for whatever reason, most of the uniforms I like when it's just two primary colors and that's it. And there isn't a third accent color.
Mm-hmm.
So like the Red Wings, like what the Maple Leafs have, I think that stuff looks really, really sharp. But also I don't mind if they have like what the Blues did with the red. And at the time, I thought, this is really silly. Why do they have red in this uniform? Well, there's red in the St. Louis flag. Didn't even think about that at the time.
All right. So, quick note before we break here. At Chris Amy KMOX on Twitter, question of the week. Should men wear shorts? I'm answering in protest.
Okay.
Because I think we should have had a third option, which is yes, but not in professional environments. Amy, who is watching on the YouTube, Amy also says yes, but not in professional environments, and no men should not be wearing tight shorts.
See, I think it depends. There are two ways that you can wear tight shorts. Okay? There are two outside of athletics.
Okay.
All right? Two reasons only. One, you just have really great legs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Then you can do whatever you want. Two, you work for my delivery service. Nice package.
Hey, should I clarify, is in your mind, is there a difference between tight and slim shorts? I think I'm thinking of slim fit. I don't want like spandex. I'm not talking about spandex.
Yeah,
I'm talking about a slim fit chino.
Right. I think people know what you're saying.
Okay.
Because otherwise you'd say Speedo. That's what people, everybody knows of Speedos.
Listen, I just think the streamlined look of the short, tight shorts is good. It's a good look.
Mary is watching on Facebook and says, from the days of the Steamers versus Wichita, our family calls short shorts Andy Chapman's. Well, we had to look this up. I didn't know who Andy Chapman was, but Andy Chapman was a soccer player.
Oh, buddy.
And dude, his shorts are non-existent.
His jersey is below the hemline of his shorts.
He can work for my company, my delivery company.
He may have invented your company.
Dude, he's going to be a charter member.
Yeah.
Those shorts are.
You're going to need a liner to hold to keep it wrapped up.
You would think he's not wearing pants at all.
He's wearing a shirt
covering up his junk and that's it.
And that's risky with a shirt. You really need pants.
Amy Marks Kors, Chris Ranji, we're glad you're with us today. Vote in our poll. Follow us on Twitter at Chris Amy KMOX.
Now, did you see this with Chris and Amy?
Okay, Ranj, I don't know if you saw this. This happened earlier this week. Fred Smith, the founder of FedEx and its chairman, he passed away at the age of 80. He was a Marine Corps veteran. He was a Yale graduate. He founded Federal Express in 1973, which is kind of amazing to imagine founding anything that turns into something like FedEx. But just because we were talking about nice package, I think this is one of those when God closes a door, he opens a window. And I think it's time for you to found the next great shipping company. Nice.
Well,
package.
Is FedEx dead with him? Or?
Well, no, FedEx is still around.
Well, then I still have the competition.
In the founding tradition, in the tradition of starting a great shipping company, I don't like to say this now because he did pass away, but I've always said this before he passed away. I don't know why he didn't call it FedEx, because his name is Fred. Federal Express. Why would you not call it Federal Express? FedEx.
Because it doesn't make sense, Amy.
His name is Fred.
I know, but you don't have to name everything after yourself.
Fred, what did you name your company? FedEx. You mean FredEx? Nope, FedEx. I think it should have been FredEx, and then the long version would be Federal Express. I think it's a missed opportunity. Could have been bigger. Company could have been more successful, I think.
Well, Amy.
Federal Express.
You're really pleased with yourself, aren't you?
I love Federal Express. I've said this for years.
Amy, did you know that the natural gas smell that you smell in your house?
I smell gas all the time, yeah.
Okay. Well, probably in this room, and it's not because of me.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
There's more than one form of natural gas, if you know what I mean.
Uh-huh. I got no respect from anyone.
Yeah, well, you do have his tummy grumbles. You're always tummy grumbling over there.
It's all right. The protein powder.
So did you know that there is an element that is put into natural gas so that you can smell it?
Yes, I do. Because natural gas has no smell, which is super dangerous because you would not be able to recognize a gas leak.
Okay. Well, the person who invented that smell or decided on it is a man from Gloucestershire. Is that how you pronounce it?
I think it's a little bit more smushed.
Gloucester.
Okay. Gloucester.
85-year-old scientist. He invented the smell. He has won a Lifetime Achievement Award for his contribution to our safety.
That's pretty good.
So he won, it's called the Dull Man's Lifetime Achievement Award.
The Dull Man? Is it two words?
Dull. Uh-huh. Man. Uh-huh. D-U-L-L. Man. Two different words, yeah. I don't know what that is.
So you
never heard of it?
Wow.
But I also did not. Uh-huh. I don't think that I was aware of the natural gas thing, that the smell was added to it, that otherwise it would be odorless and you wouldn't know, like carbon monoxide, right? I was not aware of that. That they added the smell. I just thought it had that natural smell, yeah.
Nope, that I've known for a long time.
I do know about denatured alcohol.
What is denatured alcohol?
I think that has a... I want to say there's like, okay, if you're a chemist, feel free to join the show. Yeah. But isn't it something like
if
they
anybody's
put,
a pilot or a chemist, you can absolutely call
I feel
in
like,
and correct
okay,
us.
Denatured alcohol, I feel, has like gasoline or something in it.
What?
Yeah, and I forgot what the purpose was, but I remember it from chemistry class.
Because you have seen the bucket of gasoline that sits out for so long that all the gases in the olein come out, and you can throw a cigarette into the bucket of gasoline. Don't do that. I'm not suggesting this. I don't want people to do it. Don't do it. I've just heard people are saying, many people are saying that that's a thing.
They do it because it makes it unsuitable for human consumption, I guess, being afraid that people would drink it. So it is an alcohol product that has either methanol, benzene, castor oil, gasoline, isopropyl alcohol, or acetone in it.
That's the most boring sentence you've ever said.
There you go. Well, denatured alcohol. Now you know what it is.
It sounds like you've... It sounds like a violation. It feels like you shouldn't denature the alcohol. Just let it be.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.